Episode 1089, Fresh Possibilities.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is a brand new day. It is Wellness Wednesday, the first Wednesday of the brand new year. We're going to chat about fresh possibilities. Are you ready to make a change? Are you ready to make a difference in your life and be the change? That's what we're chatting about. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, anyone can have the lifestyle they desire. Imagine all the fresh possibilities to ignite your health and wellness for the new year. Nothing is impossible. But, you knew there was a big but, didn't you? It gets us every time. But there is this one thing. We stop ourselves from getting what we want because of where we've already been. Those failures that broke your confidence. The New Year's resolutions that were short-lived. Your self-esteem whittled down to nearly nothing by every heartache. And the worry that keeps you stuck. What you need is fresh possibilities. And this comes from thinking outside the box. And that is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Think outside the box. Here at Create Your Now on Wellness Wednesdays, we talk about fitness and nutrition. And a lot of people are ready. My inbox is flooded right now with, you got to do this. This is the next new best thing. Oh, and try this. If you've seen infomercials, if you've been up late, you know, for me, it's been long drives, whatever. They come and they flood your mind thinking that this is the only thing that's going to get you to where you want to be. But if you really want to get to where you want to be, you got to think outside the box. And that is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. So let's break it down. Now, understand, thinking outside the box can go for anything in life. It can go for your mindset. It can go for your spirit, for like our Sweet Spirit Sundays. But today we're applying it to our health and our wellness. So we're going to focus on our nutrition and our fitness. So number one, you have to add, not take away. How many times do you see yourself saying, I can't have this to eat. I can't do this exercise. Or I need to be doing this because this didn't work. We're always trying to do something with the I can't. The negative. That just holds us back. Why? Because when we tell us a no, what happens? We sit down in that no, right then and there, and we're like, oh, if only I could have that no, maybe I could still do something else that I really don't want to do, but what I really want is the no. And that's where our focus goes. That's where we're driven. But when you add and you not take away, you got fresh possibilities. Nothing is impossible. And that's what you're looking at here. So what does that look like when it comes to nutrition? Add more whole grains into your diet. Add more green leafy vegetables. Add more fresh fruits in the morning. Add lean protein, not just your red meats, but lean protein. Maybe you're a vegan and you're like, I really don't want to eat meat. Okay, fine. But you need to add better protein into your diet. You see, when you focus on the add, you don't feel like you're sacrificing anything. When we say we can't, when we tell ourselves no, then we feel what? Guilty because we don't have it. We can't have it. And therefore, we feel sorry for ourselves. And then when we don't get what we want, then we tend not to do what we need to do. So from the very beginning, it's a setback. And then if we can't have what we really are desiring, which is maybe to lose weight, to gain leaner muscle, to have more energy, to stop feeling so tired all the time, feeling like we have to take a nap every 2 hours, maybe that's your life right now. Don't think about taking things away. Thinking about how can I add in time into my life? What can I do to add energy, vibrance into my life, joy into my life? It changes everything. Now, when you're talking about fitness, you're like, I do not want to add anything. I get that. None of us really want to be having to work out intentional movement all the time. But you know what? You can have fun. So add in fun things. Maybe you love to ride a bike. So go ride a bike. And if you live in, you know, a place where it's wintertime, maybe you need to take a spin class instead. That puts you on a bike. It gets you what you're doing. So it does help with your cardio. You can increase your resistance when you do spin. There's lots of things that can happen in a spin class, which is something that you like to do, which is biking. So you're adding, you're not taking away, you're not sacrificing, you're not feeling guilty. Woo, it's a winner for everyone. So these are just little sprinkles of ways that you can add and not take away. Number two, read. Become your best advocate. Now this read thing in today's world may mean that you're listening to podcasts also. I'm not the only podcast out there in the world. I know that probably surprises you to hear me say that, but I don't just listen to myself. I want to go out there and find the latest and the greatest for what works for me. I want to be my best advocate. You need to be doing the same thing. You need to get the latest and greatest information for you to make the best and greatest decisions on your behalf. Here at Create Your Now, I just hope to funnel it all together where it makes sense, where you create these strategies, a lifestyle to live out your best selfie, to do what God has intended you to do. But it doesn't come just from me. So go out there, read. Go out there and listen to more podcasts. Go out there and watch more YouTube videos. Just, you know, use your head, because there is a lot of nonsense out there. There's going to be a lot of people that are just going to throw around stuff. You got to read between the lines. You've got to figure out what's going to work for you. You know your body best. You know where your heart is. So become your best advocate. Don't let someone else speak for you. You were created on purpose for a purpose. So continue to learn. God always wants us to grow. He's always stretching us. He's saying, you know what? I'm going to challenge you here. Why? Because you can do more than what you're doing now. It's great to have someone believe in us that way. But we have to be willing to take the chance on ourselves. So become your best advocate. And finally, number three, switch it up. Add flexibility into your routine. Change it a little bit. Keep it fresh. We're talking about fresh possibilities. What happens when we keep doing the same thing over and over and over again? We're going to get the same results over and over and over again. And if it's results that we want, then we need to keep doing that over and over and over again. But if it's not the results we want, then we need to switch it up. We need to make a change. And that actually means that we're putting more flexibility into our lifestyle. We're taking away this habitual routine that we have to do all the time. No, you don't. Maybe you're going to work out, but you don't have to do the same routine every single day. Maybe you say, oh, well, this week or this, you know, next 6 weeks or 9 weeks, I know I am just fascinated with the spin. I'm going to go spinning. And then guess what? Spring starts to happen. Oh my goodness. And the flowers are coming out. And the leaves are starting to, you know, bud. And you're like, oh my gosh, the world is coming. Then maybe you want to get outside. Maybe you're like, I want to go for a walk. And now I don't just want to walk, I want to run. Or maybe you want to lift weights and actually do some resistance training outside. So you get some weighted barbells to go with you. Or you do weighted walking with sticks. There's so many things you can do. But you have to do them and you have to be flexible. Again, we're talking about thinking outside the box, fresh possibilities when you're set in a routine, which we so get that way. Think about how you got up this morning. What part of your routine did you actually stop and think about? Okay, so maybe you were on vacation for one extra day, but you aren't today. Today, you're back into full-fledged reality. So what did it feel like today when you got up? You didn't think about going to the bathroom. You just got up and you went to the bathroom. You didn't think about brushing your teeth. You just got up and started brushing your teeth after you went to the bathroom. You didn't think about drinking that water because that water bottle is always on that nightstand. You just took a drink of water. You see, we are so programmed. If you think outside the box, if you step outside of your rigid routine, that's when nothing becomes something. That's when nothing is impossible. Your fresh possibilities begin to blossom and grow you. That's what you want happening during this winter season. You want to make a difference now, because you know what? You don't want to wait till springtime, because then you're going to be kicking yourself going, oh gosh, if I would have just thought about doing this one little thing. Now, I do have to add this little bonus tidbit in. You may be thinking, well, I'm really a mess. I've got my fitness and I've got my nutrition that I got to worry about. That's okay. Don't freak out. Take a deep breath and hear me out. I want you to pick one of those to start with. So let's say it's nutrition. Let's say right now you're more of a processed food eater. You eat for convenience. So you're going to think outside the box. You're going to add, not take away. So what you want to add is more green, leafy, fresh fruits and vegetables into your diet. That's it. Okay, so you're going to add that in. You're going to read about what you're adding in. So maybe you decide that, oh, spinach doesn't taste that bad. Me personally, I like raw spinach. I'm not a cooked spinach fan. If I had to eat it, I would, but I prefer raw spinach. That's me personally. For you, maybe you read up on it. Man, what's the difference between kale and spinach? I kind of like the taste more of spinach than kale, but what are the nutrients in it? Go and get some more information for you. And then switch it up. So think about, well, how can I add in these leafy green vegetables? Maybe I add it in a smoothie after a workout. Maybe I add in a fistful every single time I eat, whether I'm snacking, whether I'm eating a full meal. There you have it. You're thinking outside the box. Now, we're just talking about leafy greens. Okay, that's the one thing you're going to make the change. Once when you've got that down and solidified, and it's becoming basically, yes, I know I'm going to say it, a routine, a little bit of a habit, but it's not necessarily a bad habit. It's one that you look forward to it. You're intentional with what you're doing. You're not just doing it to do it, but you know there's a reason why you're doing it and you're enjoying it now. You're like, oh, I got this. This is now part of my lifestyle. Then it's time, now let's look at fitness. And fitness, you're like, okay, I need to get to moving more. But what does that look like? Well, maybe if you have 30 to 50 pounds or more to lose, maybe for you, if you haven't really started anything, start with walking. Simple thing called walking every single day. And just walk. If it's cold outside where you are, get on a treadmill. Go inside a mall and walk. Find your favorite store and do laps. If my son can do it in our house, you can do it anywhere. Literally, my son will do laps in our theater room. It's kind of funny, but he just does laps because he enjoys watching his YouTube videos. But he doesn't like to sit for a long period of time. And he knows if he sits for a long period of time, he knows what that does to his body. So he switches it up. For a little while, he's walking. Then for a few more minutes, he may be sitting down. But then he's going to be back up and walking. The boy puts in, I don't know how many thousands of miles when it comes to walking, or I should say thousands of steps when it comes to his walking. But he's very intentional about it. So see, you're just adding the one thing. That's it. That's your bonus. Don't try to sit here and say, okay, so I'm going to add green leafy vegetables. I've got to work out every day for 20 to 30 minutes. And then I've got to change this. I've got to go to bed earlier. That's too much. It reminds me of Price is Right. The little game that's on there that says, that's too much. So breathe easy. Don't do that to yourself, because that's going to leave you what? Drowning again. You're looking for fresh possibilities. You're setting yourself up for success. I want to see you succeed. God wants to see you succeed most of all. And I know this is a lot to take in. So you may want someone who can help see through the forest, all the mess that's happening. Because when you're in the middle of it, you really can't see it. I know, I lived it for years and years and years. So if you would like some help with that, to kick off your new year, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call. It's my gift to you that says, I want to come beside you. There's no charge for this. How awesome would it be to go ahead and set up some things that can be life-changing for your 362 days left to happen, not counting today. It's exciting, isn't it? So click on that link and be the change today. Create your now. There are fresh possibilities out there, but you have to be the one to seek them out, because ultimately you're the one who's going to make the change and to create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.